Hello, and welcome to GCSE Physics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental principles in all of physics, the conservation of energy. This is topic 1.4 in your OCR GCSE specification, and trust me, once you truly understand this concept, so many other topics will just click into place. Now, here's the thing about conservation of energy that makes it absolutely brilliant for exams. It's tested in almost every paper, often worth 4 to 6 marks, and it connects to nearly every other energy topic you'll study, whether you're calculating the speed of a falling object, working out the efficiency of a motor, or explaining why a pendulum eventually stops swinging. Conservation of energy is your go-to principle. So in the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down exactly what examiners want to see, the common mistakes that lose you marks, and some brilliant memory tricks to help you ace those exam questions. Let's get started. Right. Let's start with the fundamental principle. The law of conservation of energy states that energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred from one store to another. Now, here's your first examiner tip. Never, ever write that energy is lost or used up in an exam answer. That's an instant mark lost. Energy is always conserved. It might be dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings, but it's never lost. OCR uses what's called the stores and transfers model, and you absolutely need to master this language. There are 8 main energy stores you need to know: chemical, kinetic, gravitational potential, elastic potential, thermal, magnetic, electrostatic, and nuclear. In most GCSE questions, you'll be working with the first 4 most often. Let's talk about the big 2 for conservation questions: gravitational potential energy and kinetic energy. When an object falls, energy is transferred from the gravitational potential energy store to the kinetic energy store. The formula for gravitational potential energy is m times g times h, where m is mass in kilograms, g is gravitational field strength, usually 9.8 or 10 newtons per kilogram, and h is height in meters. Kinetic energy is calculated as 1/2 times m times v squared. Notice that v is squared. This is crucial. So many students forget to square the velocity and lose marks. I've seen it hundreds of times. If you're calculating kinetic energy and you haven't squared the velocity, alarm bells should be ringing. Now here's a beautiful exam trick that works on higher tier papers. Sometimes you'll get a question where an object falls from a height and you need to calculate its final velocity, but they don't give you the mass. Students panic. But here's the secret. When you equate gravitational potential energy to kinetic energy, mgh equals 1/2 mv squared, the mass cancels out. You're left with gh equals 1/2 v squared. Rearrange for v, and you get v equals the square root of 2gh. No mass needed. Examiners love this trick question. Let's talk about closed systems. OCR is very specific about this. A closed system is one where the net change in total energy is zero. Energy might transfer between stores within the system, but no energy enters or leaves. In exam questions, you'll often need to define your system carefully. For example, if a ball falls to the ground, is the system just the ball, or is it the ball plus the earth? This matters for your energy calculations. Now, dissipation. This is where energy spreads out to the thermal store of the surroundings. Whenever there's friction, air resistance, or any kind of resistance to motion, mechanical energy is dissipated as thermal energy. The surroundings get slightly warmer. In real systems, this is why no machine is 100% efficient. Some energy is always dissipated. Speaking of efficiency, this is a massive exam topic. Efficiency is the ratio of useful energy output to total energy input. You can express it as a decimal or a percentage. The formula is efficiency equals useful energy output divided by total energy input. Or if you're working with power, it's useful power output divided by total power input. Here's a critical check. If your efficiency calculation gives you a number greater than 1 or greater than 100%, you've made a mistake. You've probably inverted the fraction. Efficiency can never exceed 100% because that would mean you're getting more energy out than you put in, which violates conservation of energy. All right, let's talk exam technique. Conservation of energy questions typically appear as 4 to 6 mark calculations or explanations. You should be spending about 1 minute per mark, so a 6-mark question deserves 6 to 7 minutes of your time. When you see the command word explain, you must give reasons. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, don't just say energy is transferred to the thermal store. Say, energy is transferred mechanically to the thermal store of the surroundings because work is done against friction. For calculate questions, always show you're working. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks. Write down the formula, substitute the values with units, then calculate. And always, always include units in your final answer. Common mistakes to avoid. First, unit conversions. If the question gives you mass in grams, convert to kilograms before substituting into the formula. If height is in centimeters, convert to meters. Second, forgetting to square the velocity and kinetic energy calculations. Third, confusing power with energy. Power is the rate of energy transfer measured in watts. Energy is measured in joules. They're related by the equation power equals energy divided by time. And here's a big one. When describing energy changes, always identify the store at the start, the store at the end, and the transfer pathway. For example, chemical energy store in the fuel is transferred by heating to the thermal energy store of the water. That's the level of detail examiners want to see, right? Let's test your recall. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. Pause the podcast after each one and say your answer out loud. Ready? Question one. State the law of conservation of energy in one sentence. Pause now. Answer. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred from one store to another. Question two. What is the formula for gravitational potential energy? Pause now. Answer. E equals mgh, where E is energy in joules, m is mass in kilograms. G is gravitational field strength in newtons per kilogram, and H is height in meters. Question three. If a device has an efficiency of 0.6, what percentage of the input energy is wasted? Pause now. Answer, 40%. If efficiency is 0.6 or 60%, then 40% is wasted because useful plus wasted must equal 100%. How did you do? If you got all three, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. All right, let's wrap up. Conservation of energy is one of the most important principles in physics, and it's worth serious marks in your GCSE exam. Remember, energy is never lost, only transferred or dissipated. Master the stores and transfers language. Know your formulas, mgh for gravitational potential energy, 1/2 mv squared for kinetic energy, and useful output over total input for efficiency. Watch out for those common mistakes: unit conversions, squaring the velocity, and never saying energy is lost. Use the word dissipated instead. Practice lots of past paper questions on this topic. The more you see the different ways examiners can ask about conservation of energy, the more confident you'll become. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Physics Essentials. Keep practicing, stay curious, and remember, physics is all about understanding how the universe works. You've got this. Good luck with your revision.